December 8. Whatever our trial, Christ is near. Jesus went unto them walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Matthew 14:25-27. We are to watch. Christ said, Watch unto prayer. He does not deceive any of us. He takes us to an eminence, shows us the confederacy of evil and the strength of the powers of darkness that are arrayed against all who would have faith in Jesus Christ, and tells us to count the cost. But he does more for us. He does not leave us there without still further encouragement. He does not show us trials and conflicts and leave us without help to fight the battles. But he tells us that God has his angels that minister unto those who shall be heirs of salvation. Round about his throne are thousands and thousands and 10 times 10,000s of holy angels. What is their work? It is to do the bidding of Jesus Christ, their master. And what do? They tell you that Christ chose you, that heavenly angels are with you, and they remain with you. You can have but little strength to war against principalities and powers and spiritual darkness in high places. But here is one who points you to the help heaven sent, that every soul, however strong or weak, may be victorious. We say we do believe that Jesus Christ died, but is he our personal Savior? Here is the faith part of it. Do you grasp him by the living hand of faith? Do you reach out your hand to him and say, as did Peter, Save, Lord, or I perish? He will save you. You remember there the disciples were toiling with the ship, and they gave up all hope of reaching the land. While in their dread peril, they see one coming toward them, stepping on the foam-crested billows as he would on solid earth, and they were afraid and said, It is a spirit. But Christ says, It is I, be not afraid. Oh, how much it is I means. It means everything to us when we are in trouble or perplexities. Can you not hear his voice? Can you not hear him saying, It is I, be not afraid? He is addressing himself to us. Whatever your weakness or trial, Christ is near you, he says. It is I, be not afraid. Did anyone ever lift his hands to Jesus and say, Save, Lord, or I perish, and he pass him by? Never, never. He is a Jesus that hears the faintest cry. We need none of us faint or cry or be discouraged. We need not faint, for like Peter, we may look to the darkness and trials around us. The Lord took the hand of Peter and he was saved. And thus we have a Savior, and in every trial we are to trust in the Lord God of Israel, and he will be our helper. Manuscript 10, 1891.